And welcome back. It's time for an update from one of the most courageous of all American citizens. He is Clifford Carnicom, whose website, Carnicom, C-A-R-N-I-C-O-M, Carnicom.com, is, in my humble estimation, the number one location to go for real hard data on what we call chemtrails, an issue that is going on, I guess, close to 4 years now, in earnest, as the expression goes, all around these United States and other countries as well. More and more people are emailing me and saying, you know, I didn't used to believe this stuff. I thought it was just contrail activity. I watch and the skies are perfectly clear. Then all of a sudden, late morning, early afternoon, whatever, here comes one plane, then another, laying down these long cotton candy-like plumes from horizon to horizon. A couple hours later, the skies are completely overcast. Or someone will write and say that the weather hasn't changed for a week. 3 days, nothing. The other 2 days, heavy spraying, crisscross, checkerboard, you name it. Something is very abnormal. There is no question about it. And I want to welcome back one of my favorite people, Clifford Carnicom, to the program for the latest in his research and hard science, which you can find on his website, again, at Carnicom.com. Hello, Clifford.
Good evening, Jeff. Thank you again very much for the opportunity to be here.
It's my pleasure. If I might, I got an email a little while ago, and I'd like to read that to kind of underscore what I just said and to start the conversation.
Yes, please.
It's from a physician in Tempe, Arizona, J. Michael P-E-C-E, perhaps Pecci. Forgive me, Michael, if I'm mispronouncing it, but it's P-E-C-E. Jeff, I am a physician living in Tempe, Arizona. We have been hammered with chemtrails for most of this year. I have emailed Senator John McCain's office to ask for an investigation into chemtrails. I received a canned email response thanking me for taking time to contact the senator's office and if I wanted a personal phone call to give them my telephone number. I did so. It has been 3 weeks, and of course, I have heard nothing back. I contact Senator John Kyle's office by email and received a telephone call back from an aide who told me what was being reported is simply contrails. I asked if anyone from his office had actually investigated before coming to this conclusion, and the answer was no. He asked if I wanted to hear from Senator Kyle, and I said yes, I am still waiting. No one cares. As a physician, I am having patients come into my office complaining of sinus congestion, upper respiratory complaints, and general allergic reaction after the heavy days of spraying. I've been a pilot since the age of 16, and I know contrails from chemtrails. What we are seeing are not contrails. Most of our days in the Phoenix areas are no longer the deep blue cloudless skies that we have been used to. After the spraying, our sky turns into a hazy-looking mess. Condensation trails do not cause this. Last week, a local television station, KTVK, Channel 3, finally had a report on chemtrails. Overall, it was balanced, but did have a talking head that stated quite emphatically that what we were seeing were condensation trails, nothing to be concerned about. The reporter encouraged people to look up in the sky when you go outside and decide for yourselves. This is the cover story that the government is using. It's funny, though, since the television report, we have had no chemtrail spraying. This obviously discounts the contrail theory. If we had contrails before the television report, and then they stopped after the television report, what changed? The air temperature and humidity have been about the same before and after. According to the condensation trail theorist, temperature and humidity are what cause the contrails to last longer than, quote, normal. The only thing that changed is someone apparently ordered an end to the chemtrail spraying for a few days in order to give the public time to look up and see nothing in the sky. I suspect that within a week or so, the spraying will be ordered to continue. If this is correct, then publicly and publicity on the television can cause the spraying of our skies to be stopped. Temporarily for now. But if enough publicity is made and enough people call their senators and representatives and newspapers, then just maybe we can get this poisoning of our skies to be stopped. Sincerely, J. Michael Pecci. He is a physician in Tempe, Arizona. So there's an email, the likes of which I'm sure, Clifford, you've seen too many to count, from very competent, very upstanding citizens, professionals, and lay people in this society who are real tired of things going on above their head with tax money and our people flying those planes and not knowing what's going on. Good letter. I've seen a lot of them, and I appreciate hearing from this person.
Thank you, Jeff. I think that email actually summarizes a lot of the aspects, as well as frustrations, as well as, you know, hold out for optimism that people have to try and break through this. But the patterns of placation and lip service are all too clear now. And, you know, although not a pessimist by nature, at least I don't hope that's the case, there is a reality here that we have all had to contend with at this stage of complete lack of accountability and willingness to investigate sincerely
exactly
any reasonable claims that are made.
Exactly. You more than any would know that. I might add that the idea, the concept of publicity given to the chemtrail issue, and then all of a sudden they stop, is not unfamiliar to other people in other cities around the country. Most notably, Portland comes to mind. When I've done major, and we have a big audience in Oregon, especially the Portland area, when I've done major stories on this on the website and on the air, the spraying quite often will stop or slow down dramatically.
Yes, and unfortunately, I think we know all too well that that hiatus or gap is at least historically, only temporary, and that we can be certain, even if you're dealing with weeks. There have been times, literally, that where there have been weeks of periods of relatively clear skies, and then it is always a return. Actually, just about the time anyone builds up any level of optimism is about the time they come back in, it seems to me.
Well, out here in the West today, where I am, this morning started out beautiful blue skies with some high cirrus clouds, and then the spray trails showed up around noon, and they continued and carried on for about 3 hours, and then stopped. Nothing else changed. The skies were still the same. The humidity was the same. And it's so blatant, and so it's so incredibly obvious. When you look, I don't know how far you can see Clifford standing to the edge of the horizon at 20 or 30,000 feet, but it's a lot of miles. And you look all that way out there, and that chemtrail is still there and spreading out wider and wider. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, not that hard to determine. Even at ground level, you know, going the other direction, you're easily seeing 120 miles, 190 to 120 miles without any problem on horizon distance. So, you know, elevation, that's even quite a bit further. So I guess before I went much further, Jeff, I really honestly did want to thank you also. You've certainly extended your graciousness to me many times, and I did want to thank you because you are obviously one of the few people, and I have to say that sincerely. That group is very small. I can count them on one hand. The group of folks who in the media business are covering this story with honesty, with sincerity, with openness, allowing a free forum. You are one of the very few, you can count them on half of a hand, that have allowed this discussion to take place. And I want to extend my gratitude to you, because that also is a mark in history of some type, that we know that the voices have not been silenced completely. And I'm not sure exactly how you're able to keep going on all the time either, but I congratulate you for your perseverance on what you have done, and hopefully in time the depth and seriousness of the issue will make its mark at the right level. But there's very few folks in the media business that are doing what you're doing, and I want to thank you for that.
Thank you, Clifford. Without you, I couldn't do it, so it works both ways.
I sent you a list of some of the things on my mind tonight. I understand we have a couple of hours, and I'll do my best to pace this, and like I said, you can let me know if I get out of line here. The first topic I wanted to bring up, I wanted to resurface on this Teller paper. There's a paper by an Edward Teller,
mm-hmm,
that has received a great deal of attention, publicity and circulation and promotion as a reasonable hypothesis as to what is happening above our head. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I talked about this paper once a little bit before, and at that time I didn't actually have the paper to read, and I was reading from a secondhand source that was characterizing mm-hmm. this paper. And I made a big point of a major flaw appeared to be in the use of dielectrics, which are insulators, and that really what we're finding is metals, and so there was an inconsistency there. And it was left at that. And what's happened is I've just wanted to take a little bit closer look at this paper that has now become available to me.
Okay. And, Dr. Edward Teller, by the way, for those of you listening, it's the same Dr. Edward Teller that we know of as the father, basically, of the hydrogen bomb, I guess. Is that's what he's known for?
That's right. And the title of this paper is called Global Warming and Ice Ages, Prospects for Physics-Based Modulation of Global Change.
Okay, all right. We'll talk about the Teller paper with Clifford Carnicom, his website, carnicom.com. And if you're new to the chemtrail issue or haven't been to Clifford's website, it's a must. We'll continue after this. Did you know that dozens of stock market and economic newsletter writers in the U.S. have now declared that gold is in a long-term bull market trend? Did you know that gold has outperformed the Dow since December 99? Gold has, in fact, outperformed the euro since July of 99, and since March of 2000, gold has outperformed the yen. Gold has also outdistanced the 30-year T-bond since March of 2001 and outperformed the dollar since December of 2001. Gold has been rising right before our very eyes. Call ITM Trading right now at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD and get a free information package about how you can own gold. I bought my gold from ITM and I'm very glad I did. Many investments are now yielding less than 3% and the majority of investors have actually lost principal in the stock market. Meanwhile, gold has risen over 15% in the last year. I urge you to call ITM today, 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Stamina is something that all men desire, and now there's an easy and effective way to increase your stamina with great results. Argenix Superior Male Potency Formula. Argenix works wonders to help restore sexual response and endurance. Even if you're one of the millions of men who suffer from some degree of impotence, Argenix is the answer. Argenix is a powerful, all-natural blend that is laboratory-tested for quality, and this amazing product is available in the U.S. without a prescription. Argenix delivers targeted nutrients and essential compounds which allow for a full and sustained sexual experience. You have nothing to lose and so much to gain because you can try Argenix risk-free now for 60 days. For a heightened and renewed sex life, visit us at Argenix.com. That's Argenix.com. Or call now to learn how you can get a free bottle with your order.
Call 1-800-538-4202. That's 1-800-538-4202. Burn the fat and block the carbs. Call 1-800-538-4202. Again, 1-800-538-4202.
Jeff Rentz continues in 60 seconds.
Do you know someone that smokes or chews tobacco? Would you like to help them quit if you just knew how? Call 1-800-EAT-MINT. That's 1-800-EATMINT. Remember this number, 1-800-EAT-MINT. Mint Snuff Chew and Mint Snuff Pouches are healthy alternatives to smoking and chewing tobacco. They're made of mint instead of tobacco. Every time you smoke, you're gambling with your health. You're rolling the dice with cancer. Something as simple as switching to Mint Snuff Chew or Mint Snuff Pouches can improve your odds. Think about this. If you pop a Mint Snuff Pouch instead of a cigarette every other time, you've cut your smoking in half. It's that simple. Instead of every other cigarette, pop a Mint Snuff Pouch. Call 1-800-EAT-MINT. That's 1-800-EATMINT for where to buy Mint Snuff or their website, mintsnuff.com. That's mintsnuff.com.
Right back with Clifford Carnicom talking chemtrails tonight, and you people all around the country and overseas as well listening in, I'm sure, have seen these strange lines in the sky, which come and go almost at a whim, it seems. The weather doesn't change. It's so obvious. And it only takes, remember, if you figure it out, 120 miles horizon to horizon, thereabout, something like that, maybe 200 miles. Take six planes spraying back and forth at 500 miles an hour. They can cover a lot of mileage. They can cover a huge area with these spray trails. It doesn't take hundreds of aircraft. Keep that in mind. Talking about the Edward Teller paper on global warming and climate change with the idea of doing some kind of aerosol work in the atmosphere. Go ahead, Clifford, please.
Yes, thank you, Jeff. This paper was written in 1996. It's not a long paper at all. People can read this for themselves and judge for their own sake whether or not they think this is on track or not. It's 18 pages long. In 1996, the basis thesis being that aerosols are being put in the air to reduce global warming. The reason that I want to talk about this paper is because this paper is receiving a great deal of media attention. Considerable journalistic exposure, publicity and promotion. And I have very strong difficulties with what I see in this paper reconciling with certain claims that are being made. And that's what I'd like to talk about, and I'd like people to inform themselves, to read this paper, and basically to become wary as to the information that is being received in a broader public venue beyond your own, either through journalism or through other so-called alternative media or even straight media. I see some real difficulties with some of the things that are presented in this paper, and I would like people to be aware of them. The first part is that if you read this paper, the very first thing that catches my attention is where he is saying this should be done. And what I'm going to do is just excerpt a few key phrases and words out of this short paper and focus on them more closely. And the first one that catches my eye is he's saying, where should we do this? You know, the idea being that you put aerosols, let's just say above your head right now, in an effort to reflect heat to keep the planet from heating up. Right? This is the idea. So where does he say to do this? He says to do this in three places. Are his suggested locations. The first one is in the stratosphere. And I'll go back on each one of these in more detail. First one is the stratosphere. The second one is in an orbit, basically 8,000 miles up, twice the radius of the Earth, mm-hmm. away from the Earth. And the last one is halfway between the Sun and the Earth. Now, You have to examine the foundations of this paper and ask whether or not it is suitable for what is being promoted as a supposedly benevolent theory for these operations. And, you know, I can even back up in terms of benevolence. There's a contradiction that occurs right at that point, and that is if you present something in a benevolent context, by all logic, That program should be made public. It would be openly presented as being something good for you. If something is good for someone, you normally tell them about it. That's the first contradiction.
Usually.
That's right. It's the first major contradiction that people have to deal with. And if you say, well, really it's good for you, but we're not going to tell you about it, you need to examine that logic to begin with. The next one is to examine where this paper is saying you put this stuff in the air. Take the first one. Where is the stratosphere? The stratosphere is up higher than where these planes are. The midpoint of the stratosphere is roughly 25 miles up in the sky. These planes are flying anywhere from roughly 6 to 7 miles, generally, up.
They can't fly that high, is what Clifford is saying.
Not at all. They can't get into stratosphere. These planes are operating right at the borderline. They're on the upper limit of what's called the troposphere, which is the borderline. They're right on the borderline between the absolute lowest limit of the stratosphere, not representative of the stratospheric environment by any means, and the upper limit of the troposphere. this is a major problem because you have to consider where he's saying you're putting it, because that has further ramifications down the road.
Right.
It doesn't fit in terms of where he's saying to put it. And the context, which I'll discuss further, is with heat. There's a big difference between being up high where there is no air and being down low where there is air in terms of heat transfer.
But just for openers, for you folks who have used the Teller paper to explain away the chemtrail problem, again, keep in mind that Teller was talking about spraying operations 25 miles or thereabout up there, and the planes we're seeing are at work 6, maybe 7 miles up there. We're talking by a factor of 25% of what Teller was proposing.
You know, and this is just one. I mean, this is one of his options.
Yeah.
But so that's number one. The second one, if you look at it, twice the radius of the Earth. And the point here is to look at what he's driving at. The second choice is twice the radius of the Earth, 8,000 miles out in space. Right? Ask yourself what's going on there. There is little mass. There is no air. And that is a key point. He's looking for a place where there is no air or mass to reflect heat, not to stick it in the middle of the atmosphere. The third one is midpoint between the Earth and the Sun. You're talking about dead space. These are his preferred locations and his stated locations to be putting these aerosols. That is contradiction number two.
Okay. All right. Stand by, Clifford. We'll pause and come right back as we analyze the Edward Teller paper, which does not explain chemtrails.
The world isn't what it used to be. Many of you work out of your own homes or have started your own businesses, and 9 to 5 barely exists anymore. We've got some information for you if you're having trouble or just flat out unable to get affordable health insurance. You know, because you're not part of a large company or because you run your own small business. The company's called Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee, and they specialize in affordable health insurance for the self-employed. Midwest knows how to work with business entrepreneurs and their families to find the right plan to fit their needs. Call Midwest today. Here's the number, 888-287-9093. That's 888-287-9093. It's a free call. They'll help folks just like you and me. You know, the self-employed, non-9-to-5er types find affordable health insurance. Call Midwest right now, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday, Central Standard Time at 888-287-9093. That's 888-287-9093. Call them right now.
Did you know that the air in your home can actually be many times more polluted than the outside air? It's true. Our homes are so airtight today, we often wind up recycling dirty air and suffering from all kinds of allergies and related illnesses as a result. Well, now you can put an end to the cycle of indoor air pollution by installing the Dust Doctor 100 electrostatic air filter in place of those throwaway types.
We've used the Dust Doctor 100 only 4 days, but we can already tell the difference in our breathing.
She's 100% healthier and happier.
The Dust Doctor 100 electrostatic air filter has brought relief to thousands of allergy sufferers during the last 10 years and is recommended by doctors everywhere for persons who suffer from airborne allergies.
It's wonderful. I can breathe better and my house smells fresher.
To order, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 1-866-PMI-ORDER. That's 1-866-PMI-ORDER. Remember, the Dust Doctor 100 comes with a 10-year warranty, and your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Hi, I'm Cord Christie, CEO of Nevada Corporate Headquarters. And for over 12 years, I've been helping people just like you achieve their dreams of business and financial success. I've started and built 2 multi-million dollar companies. In addition, I've helped over 12,000 other people start and run their businesses more effectively and profitably and enjoy the benefits of business ownership. I've done this by taking the strategies and tactics from some of the greatest minds in big business and putting them to work for me. They've worked for me and they'll work for you too. I put together a series of guides called the Insider's Guides. Now, these guides outline the secret business strategies used by today's wealthiest people and companies. And for a limited time, I'm giving it away absolutely free. Simply call our toll-free number, 1-877-NCH-CORP. That's 1-877-624-2677, and get a copy of the Insider's Guide free. 1-877-NCH-CORP. Call now.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
What do you get when you combine a bed and a trampoline? Probably one of my competitors' mattresses, the kind that have you tossing, turning, squirming all night long. I'm Bob Trussell. 8 years ago, I brought Tempur-Pedic's high-tech weightless sleep system from Sweden to America. Now, millions have discovered how and why my amazing bed can drastically reduce tossing and turning. Thousands of sleep clinics and health professionals worldwide praise us, and the media gives us rave reviews. We use NASA's anti-G-force research to invent a viscoelastic weightless sleep material that contours to your body and drastically cuts tossing and turning. Tempur-Pedic is recognized by NASA and certified by the U.S. Space Foundation. No wonder we get rave press reviews. Even if you suffer from back pain, you can sleep as well as I do. Here's the number to call.
For a free Tempur-Pedic bed sample, weightless sleep video, and free home tryout certificate, call 800-217-3377. 800-217-3377. That's 800-217-3377.
Glad you're here. Talking with Clifford Carnicom about those trails in the sky we've all seen. Believe them or not, they aren't normal. They're not usual. They're strange. About 2 months ago, I had some binoculars and the plane was coming over. Big, fat trail behind it. And I looked up with the binoculars. It was a twin jet, 757, 767, something like that. Three trails coming off of that plane. One appeared to be coming out of the right rear horizontal stabilizer near the end of it. I don't know if that's where it was coming, but that's where it appeared to be. Three distinct, equally fat trails from a twin-engined aircraft. Okay, Clifford, go right ahead. We're listening to you talk about Teller's paper, halfway between the Earth and the Sun, twice the radius of the Earth, and 25 miles high.
That's right.
That doesn't fit within the paradigm at all.
It doesn't fit. And one of the reasons I'm talking about this is I want to alert people to the potential misinformation which is being directed, whether it's an agenda or not. Let's say potential misinformation. Everyone will need to, you know, evaluate for themselves. I would alert the public also to be on notice for a movie that may be in the works. Written with this thesis in mind. I'll read you a line that I have regarding this by a journalist, a fairly well-known advocating this issue. There's a movie screenplay that's being promoted. Name of is Maelstrom. Maelstrom is a fictionalized story of a desperate bid by rogue Pentagon and intelligence insiders to head off catastrophic global warming by secretly spraying sunlight reflective chemicals. But the massive Air Force operation backfires spectacularly, triggering massive storms and sickening thousands of Americans on the ground. What I'm saying is watch out for a certain agenda being presented that is not fitting and yet is receiving widespread media exposure. The second statement that I see here is if you now look at the stratosphere proposal, here's what he says. Number one, he's looking at time of this stuff in the air. Teller is talking of having stuff in the air. He would prefer that it be up there a century, 100 years. In other words, when you dump this stuff in there, you'd like it to remain resonant for 100 years. And then he says in the stratosphere that you're talking about 5-year intervals. The break in logic here is that if you wanted a resonance time of several years, you would do this in a location where it would stay, number one, and you wouldn't conduct the operations on a daily basis over 4 years. In fact, he makes another comment about this later about performing the operation twice within a decade. So it doesn't fit. And then when he refers to the stratosphere, he says this. He says, however, the stratosphere is a chemically uncongenial location due to the high flux of ultraviolet radiation from the sun and the presence of oxygen, particularly in the more reactive form of ozone. So what he's also saying is the stratosphere is not a good place.
It sure is.
Okay? He's saying it's not a good place to do it. You know, he's simply listing the proposals. And you're at a place where there is no massive air to begin with.
Right.
And then you have the break in resonance time. He's looking at 5 to 100 years of sticking a particle up there. You can look at the resonance times of this stuff. It's directly related to the size. And you will find that resonance time will vary anywhere from hours to weeks to months, usually. Not 5 years, not a century. It can't at these lower elevations.
Correct. You've pretty well disassembled the argument that Teller's paper explains what's going on, Clifford, right then and there. It doesn't fit. It's a square peg in a round hole.
And I could go further, but I won't. And the point is for each member of the audience to not accept, without question, this thesis, which is being presented on a very widespread basis through so-called alternative media, through mainstream media as a so-called benevolent purpose behind the operations, which is completely inconsistent with the original paper that people are using to promote it.
Well, the arguments about global warming persist. They're very vocal. They're very intense, very emotional. Scientists on both sides. Some say this is just a normal aberration in the millennia-long cycle of weather on the planet. And others say, no, it's new and it's CFCs and everything else. The arguments against that CFC and man-caused global warming are very compelling. So you need to look at the data, folks, before you make your decision.
The next thing I'd like to bring in, Jeff, ties in directly with this previous discussion, and that is there are serious questions with a Teller report. Now, let's take a look at the heat considerations of this, and this is what I've tried to do. If you're trying to say you're trying to mediate global warming, then you expect to be cooling things down. Well, what I'd like to do is offer my examination of what's happening in terms of heat. Again, everything I do can be examined by others for themselves. It's just what I end up with my work.
Sure.
I wrote a paper probably a couple of months ago now, and that paper was called Drought Inducement. And it's on the site by that title. And what it did, it examined a physical quantity called specific heat. And specific heat is this, in general nature at least. If you have a body of mass of something, let's call it water for right now. If you have a body of, a mass of some substance, and then you pump some heat into that body, that body of mass will rise in temperature by so much. You put heat into something, it will rise in temperature.